Welcome to FNG Maths Ask Atul Jo series. In today's episode, I have a question from a reader who asks, I naively resigned from my job in December, anticipating an acceptance offer for round 2 MBA application. I couldn't convert the interviews. Now I have a 3-month employment gap. Should I start preparing for round 1 deadlines without a job offer in hand? This is a common challenge applicants face post-pandemic, when the consulting and technology industries couldn't anticipate customers' need to move out of their homes and explore activities outside the technology ecosystem. Consulting that depends on the technology industry was the victim of this optimistic forecasting. If you work in consulting, the entry-level boom that the industry experienced in the past 3 years have come to an end. Now, if you apply to round one deadlines in September without a job offer in hand, there are two challenges you are likely to face. Number one, lack of confidence. Even the best clients who had some setbacks in terms of employment gap from the department becoming obsolete or the project or product deprioritized from lack of funding or demand approach the admission process with a lot of skepticism. Such a negative attitude towards completing the deliverables could be noticed in the quality of the output in the essays and even how they coordinated recommendation letters. One way to immediately build back your confidence from the employment gap is to join a nonprofit and fully immerse in helping deliver for the underprivileged or those in the society who need your expertise the most. If you're from consulting, think how you can apply your consulting skills to build solutions, support beneficiaries with knowledge transfer, and educate your peers about the best way to improve the efficiency of the team. Even for the best candidates, it takes at least 2 months to get an offer in a down market that is at par with the previous job offer in terms of salary package and the job title. This gap is expected. By joining a nonprofit and dedicating at least 10 hours a week, you will build your confidence, access influential networks, and most importantly, you'll have stories for your MBA application essays. But the best solution to get back your confidence after an employment gap is by getting a job offer at par with your previous role. Prioritize job search over round one MBA application. You'll have equally good opportunities during round two. Number two, recent experience. The first update waitlisted applicants send to schools is about a recent promotion or an award. This is a big giveaway on what schools value. I had to edit so many essays where the first raft of clients all had mentions of experiences from a year or 2 years ago. This is a big red flag if you're targeting T10 or T15 schools. Recent experience is valued over milestones from a year or 2 years back, or even from college, unless the milestones are truly in the top 1%. Get a job offer, lean into the onboarding process, and join projects where you can deliver for your new company in the shortest time. With this strategy, you'll have volunteering and impactful recent contributions for your round 2 MBA application deadlines in January. If you need help strategizing for your MBA application, finding funds, DING analysis, or choosing an MBA or master's program, subscribe to FNG Maths Career Planning Service at store.fngmat.com/career-planning. If you're ready with your draft essays but need support with editing, subscribe to FNG Maths Essay Editing Service at store.fngmat.com/essay-editing. If you need end-to-end support with your essay strategy, writing tips, narrative ideas, and editing, subscribe to FNG Maths Essay Review Service at store.fngmat.com/essay-review.